Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Nebras Hayek podcast. I'm doing this episode a little bit different. So I'm actually recording it while I'm driving because I just realized that if I'm always going to be waiting for the right time and, you know, the right opportunity to record a podcast, it's just not going to happen. I'm very, very busy. I'm always traveling, but I always want to, you know, put some content out there. And I have a lot of requests from people that asking me for episodes more regularly. So I'm going to try to see if this works out, and I will start recording when I'm on the road more often. This week's episode is on diversity. That's one topic that I know all too well. Diversity is variety. So I think the best way to explain diversity is it's literally the thing that makes everybody so unique, is the fact that there are so many different types of people. You know, no matter the background that we grew up in, or the way we look, the way we act, you know, how we were raised, all of these things are part of diversity. And honestly, if we all looked the same, if we all looked exactly the same, acted the same way, I mean, that just imagine how boring that would be. I don't think they would be such thing as beauty, whether it's beauty of the soul, beauty of the face. Because if you think about it, when we all look the same, there's nothing unique, there's nothing different, there's nothing intriguing or mysterious about a different look or a different attitude or a different background. I find it very exciting when I meet people from different backgrounds, because I feel like somebody like me who's traveled since I was really young, I've lived in different countries and I've spoken different languages, I always find it very intriguing and very exciting to meet somebody who has a different experience than I did, somebody that can learn from something that I don't know. So a lot of people look at me and they say, oh, you're well-traveled, you have a lot of experiences that you experience in your life, and it adds a lot of, like I call it like seasoning, like salt and pepper to your meal, right? It adds more flavor, and I feel like experiences add more flavor to us. Whether those are bad experiences or good experiences or just an experience. Going back to diversity is variety, having a variety of choices, having a variety of options always make things a lot more interesting. So my whole idea of doing this podcast is not to tell you what diversity is, because we all know what diversity means, right? You can Google that stuff and then you know what diversity really means. My idea of doing the podcast is to tell you why it is important for us to accept and respect the fact that we are all so different. And saying that is because I feel like we all tend to compare ourselves to other people when you know our experiences are not the same, when you know that our journey is not going to be the same. We all have different factors that affect what we're doing, where we want to be, and our goals are not the same. So when you have somebody talking about, I mean, I'm going to give you a perfect example. Growing up, my grandma, I wasn't close to her at all. I had no relationship with her whatsoever. And she made sure when I was a little girl to compare me to one of my cousins. Now, my cousin was, I loved her. She was one of my best friends growing up. She always took care of her siblings. She was the oldest. Now, I was the youngest daughter. And my cousin was the type of person that wasn't really focused on school because she was focused on her siblings. Her circumstances were different than mine. I was very focused on school, but my grandmother always pointed out to me how responsible my cousin was and all that kind of stuff. But my cousin ended up getting married a lot younger. You know, she had children, she had a family. I am not married later in life, but I consider myself successful. I am very proud of, you know, what I've done for myself. You know, joined the army, you know, got an amazing career that I'm very proud to do what I do every day. And I'm happy with the degree that I've got and going to college, graduating with honors and all of that stuff. So it is not, it does not mean that you're failing if your journey and your experience and your goal do not match the others that maybe others look at with admiration. Focus on yourself, because in time, what you're doing is going to pay off. And even, pay attention to what I'm saying, even if it only pays off for you, you don't need to make anybody else proud. I don't care how much you love your parents. I don't care how much you love your teachers. I don't care how much you love anybody. If you're proud, people will see the joy. People are going to see the excitement. And in turn, everybody will be proud of you. But make sure that you work hard to deliver the promise that you made for yourself. Notice how I keep saying you. It's you. You're in charge. You know, we keep people a lot of times keep blaming the environment. They blame their parents. They blame their schooling. They blame, you know, where they're living. None of that matters. If you know what you're going, manifest it. If you know what you want to do, manifest it. So going back to diversity, we are all going to be different, and that's okay. That is what makes our accomplishments that much better, is because everybody goes through different experiences and different challenges in their lives. It's really important that we respect and accept that we are all different. But then while respecting that, focus on yourself. One of the other things that I find really exciting about diversity is that when you sit there and you watch what other people are going through, it helps you maneuver and kind of like figure out what not to do and what to do, how you can succeed, sometimes based on other people's experiences. Now, that doesn't mean that those challenges are going to be the same with you, but at least you'll know how other people, you know, I guess, figured out a way around it. And I can give you ideas. So learn about other people's challenges, and in turn, you are going to be a lot more educated on the ways to maneuver your challenges. So I encourage you to get to know someone else. I encourage you to go outside of your comfort zone. If you're very familiar with like a specific type of person, go for somebody that you're not familiar with and try to get to know them, because you would be surprised just how much you will learn and grow as a person when you just open your mind to something new. Once you do that, you would not know what's out there for you. Once you do that, you'll realize things that I cannot even explain to you, because I don't know what challenges you're having right now, but all I know is a lot of us tend to think that we know it all, but then you meet somebody else and then you appreciate a whole new aspect of life. So, you know, I've gone through struggles through my life, and sometimes when I listen and hear other people's stories, I realize, oh, my struggles weren't that bad. Or sometimes I listen to people's stories and realize they didn't really struggle when they lived. I wonder how that's like, because in a way I kind of sympathize with people that have no struggles, but that doesn't mean that you can take away from what they're doing or add to what you're doing, because it doesn't make you any more special and it doesn't make them any less special. Get to know these people, learn what challenges they've had in their lives, because sometimes their challenges and the things that they've gone through are nothing compared to what you've gone through. That does not mean you are better. So that's what I'm going to leave you guys with. Just please appreciate all different cultures, appreciate all different people, backgrounds. You know, when I first graduated from college, I remember I was one time in a hair salon, and I was having a conversation with one of my friends, and I was saying, you know, when I graduated college. And I think I said when I graduated college like twice in the conversation. And her husband, who didn't go to college, got very upset. And he said, just because you went to college doesn't mean you need to rub it in our faces. So it's those kind of things that sometimes like wakes you up and you realize, wait, am I very proud of the fact that I went to college, but this person that had no intention of going, or maybe did not succeed in college, or maybe didn't have the money to go. But don't be very quick to jump to conclusions, because in my mind at the time, I knew that if anybody else was sitting in my place, will probably say, well, you know, you're not smart enough to go to college. But I thought when he said that, he seemed bitter about it. Maybe he couldn't afford it. So learning other people's experiences always help you understand what other people are coming from, but it makes you also appreciate what you have accomplished. Because I learned the hard way that going to college was very important in basically paving the path that I'm on right now. But at the same time, not everybody's lucky to do it. And I say lucky because it's a huge, huge luxury to go to college. I know you think it's something you're entitled to, but you're not. You know, if your parents saved up money to send you to college, that's all great. But that doesn't mean that you're entitled. It just means it's something that you have to fight for, and something that you have to work hard on, and something you have to continue to earn. As long as you are in college, you have to keep earning that trust that your parents have put, and the money that they saved up for you, or the money that you're paying for yourself if you're doing that yourself. So, and I bring up that example because, like I said, a lot of people are quick to jump to conclusions to say that those that did not go to college is because they were not smart enough. And there are so many other factors behind it. Another example I'd like to give to you is, you know, when I started to actually, you know, meet people after college, I started, you know, making friends. I didn't focus on just meeting people from my culture. You know, I'm Iraqi. And it would have been very easy to meet girls who are from Iraq or girls from the Middle East. But I just went above and beyond what everybody thought I should be surrounded by. You know, I learned that there's so many other cultures that have people that think just like us. You know, that we have the same values in life. We all love our families. We love our friends. We know that what it means to be a hard worker, to be focused on your goals. So I say this because I could have very easily been stuck in a little circle of what I should be familiar with, what I should know, what I should want. But instead, I expanded my horizons and I expanded what I know. And I'm very proud to tell you that like some top of my probably 5 or 6 best friends, only maybe 2 are Arabs. And the rest are like the United Nations. So variety is definitely something that I feel is very important in life. You learn so much from it. So much. It's probably one of the biggest things I can tell you out of all the podcast episodes that I've recorded, is to make sure you empathize and, you know, just learn about what other people are going through, because your journey is never going to be the exact same as anybody else's. There's no two journeys are alike, just like there are no 2 goals alike, and there are no 2 start points are the same. So again, thank you so much for listening to the Nebraska Hike Podcast. If you have any requests for any topics, please send them in an email to the Nebraska Hike Podcast @gmail.com. Or find me on either LinkedIn or Instagram. My name is Nebraska Hayek. Thank you guys and have a great day.